Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
This is the story of the best man ask ever. This is really cool. We're very fortunate to have Timmy G, formerly of Timmy G's Slam Jam, and a former intern on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, now a big deal in the entertainment industry.
Yep.
Really big deal. And so, Timmy, tell everybody exactly what happened.
So about 6 weeks ago, I don't remember the exact date, but it was Game 7 of the first round of the Celtics-Bucks series. I get a phone call from Jay, one of my best friends. He's in the Air Force. He's overseas.
Yep.
And he called me, and it was during the game, and I wasn't going to pick up. He called me again. I didn't pick up, and I responded with, if one of your parents died, I'll pick up. If not, like, don't bother me. I'm at the game. Like, if one of your parents died, I'll pick up. And so then about 10 minutes later, I get tagged in a Facebook post.
Yeah.
And it's a Facebook post of my buddy Jay and Jon Stewart, formerly of The Daily Show.
The Jon Stewart,
one of my favorite people on the planet.
J-O-N, Jon Stewart.
Yes. Yep. And,
I have it right here.
Oh, okay.
All right, you ready?
Here we go. Hey, you listen to this.
You got this video.
Hey, what's up? No, you're probably at the Celtics game, because that's how you roll. But I was wondering what you were doing on February 23rd, because in Charleston, there's going to be a, you know, kind of a party, kind of like a, I don't know, like a wedding, some, you know, get married, you know. And if you weren't busy, maybe you could be his best man. Maybe. You can pull it off. If the Celtics don't have a game that night.
See, bud, should have answered.
Wow.
Well, I told my buddy Jay I'm glad I didn't answer, because now we'll forever have that video rather than being like, hey, I just talked to Jon Stewart on the phone.
Everybody's going,
right.
Yeah,
who would believe that? Yeah, cool, dude. So now I have this video forever.
Did you answer him right away and say,
no.
Yeah, I'll do
so
it.
So that's the thing. So me and my friend Jay, we always try and like one-up each other in every way, shape, or form. So I refuse to respond to him unless I got a celebrity in it. It didn't have to be Jon Stewart.
Right, yeah.
But just a form of celebrity.
Right.
And then literally like 2 weeks later, Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart announced that they were going to perform at the Box Center or the Wang Theater, whatever it's called now.
Right, yeah.
And I was just like, here's my shot. Shooter shoot. So I had to take my shot.
Yeah, but how do you pull that off?
So the individual who booked the show at the Wang Theater also books at House of Blues, where I work.
Right.
Whoa.
So I just was just like, hey, long shot here. I gave him the whole story, and he's like, I'll see what I can do. No promises. So I was like, all right, cool. So went backstage to the meet and greet, and they first said no cell phones are allowed. And I was just like, it's not happening.
I know, they're making people like lock them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is like even after the show, after all the phones were unlocked and stuff. And I was like, all right, well, maybe I'll get a cool professional picture with him. And then the guy who books for the shows there was just like, let me talk to John's manager.
Yeah.
And then after the meet and greet, I explained to Jon Stewart, and he's like, oh my God, yeah, your buddy overseas.
He remembered the whole thing, right?
Remembered the whole thing. He's like, let's record something. Let's do it right now. And then he told Dave Chappelle about it, and Dave Chappelle was like, yeah, I'll join. Yeah, why not? And then we just ad-libbed it, and
here's what happened.
That was that.
What's up, Jay? How we doing, man? Just wanted to finally
answer. You want to answer now? You want to answer about if he's going to be your best man?
He should do it, bro.
All right, you should do it. I guess you should do it.
But only because you said so.
All right.
Thank you.
Hope you're well, brother.
Thank you. Stay safe. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Wow, that's amazing. So that's Jon Stewart and Dave Chappelle.
So that's how I wound up to him. I was like, cool, I'll bring in Jon Stewart. And Dave Chappelle. I can't thank like the booker at House of Blues and Dave and John and his manager
enough.
They were incredibly nice people.
That's
and it was
great.
Really, really cool.
That's good to hear. That is really good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
The new promposal.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, maybe we can get it going.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll go to the wedding.
That would be a one-upper,
man. Well, Jon Stewart I could see doing it because he cares so much about the troops and my buddies you know, in the Air Force and stuff. But Dave Chappelle will probably just be too busy.
So. Or too high.
Yeah.
One or the other.
You said that, not me.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.